drives you wild along with the rest. You'll watch me singing the song. You'll see what my mouth can do. And you wish you were the one I was doing it to. And you watch me playing guitar. And you feel what my fingers can do. And you wish.
According to the clock over here, it shows something different to us. So studio is in big trouble over here. The studio's in big trouble.
Yeah, JoJo, you were late.
Well, you know, my show is usually 1 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Mountain, and today I got here at 12, but I did post it. I'm going to start the show at 12. And then anyways, without further ado, a cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways. Presented by the sportsoffensive.com. And today we have really, we're going to talk some sports science with tetrametrics.com and Josh, the founder, Josh Omarabo. And check this out, everybody. Very cool stuff we got going on. It's not just for lacrosse. So if you want to lax it up, that's cool. It's good for football, baseball, running, everything. We're going to talk to Joshua, okay? And pretty soon we're going to get him on back on the impactmouthguards.com hotline to at the same time at the same calling expo, if you will, with Rylan Hugh and Ed Gogo Lovelace with City of Sports and their speed lacrosse, because you know they're the only guys that I know that you know Olympic status speed on how to teach from youth through high school, through college, through professional players, on they have experience on teaching all those levels of how to be faster, literally how to be faster. And I think it's a married match, so to speak, with tetrametrics. And you're gonna find out why, everybody. Sports science, everyone.
You said married match.
But old school, like nowadays, we could get into other topic. Remember with our child support hustle. Guess marriage nowadays is just not the same, but old school style.
You got some gum in your mouth there, JoJo.
I did the clapping, everybody, because producer JP / co-host did not put the clap.
No, I'll clap.
Joshua, you're on the impactmouthguards.com hotline. How you doing? You click them over, Josh. Oh, click them over all the way here. Joshua, let's see. He's in here, everybody.
He's on the air.
Okay. You know, he was on hold for a while. Like, he called in early.
Yeah, he did.
And
I'll tell you what, Joshua, call us back real quick.
Okay.
All right, so JoJo. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about lacrosse this past weekend.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
I'm getting hold of him to make sure he got the right number.
All right, no, I'm going to talk about rugby this past weekend because I was at New Zealand, England, and mm-hmm. It was awesome. A National Rugby League Challenge. There he is right there. So let's get him on the air. So I don't have to talk too much.
I think – hey, Joshua, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. We got him on the air.
So, sorry about that. We're, I don't know what's up. Anyways, you're here now. We're here now. And we're both here together, all three of us. A couple of JoJo boards in my way. Thanks for calling on the impactmouthguards.com hotline. So, let everyone know who you are and specifically even about this Tetramex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tetrametric. So thanks for having me on the line today. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so just give you guys a quick rundown. I founded a company called Tetrametrics with a few other partners. And what we really identified was that there was a need for sports technology to come together on one platform to provide objective analysis for athletes to really give a good glimpse of their growth over time, in a fair and unbiased way. And then to also provide education from those numbers, those individual performance numbers for the athletes. So what we did is we spent basically the last 18 months developing a software package, that we call SportLink. And, there's some pretty incredible functions that we have in there, for managing people's performance evaluations, development programs, events, if they want to do that, but also managing their content and then giving them a way to prescribe their content to their user base. They can also white label the platform. They can work with our partners to white label their hardware products. So it's a pretty slick setup that we got going on here. And we're moving forward pretty quickly through this industry and teaming up with a couple partners like Swift out of Australia. They have a really phenomenal timing system. And also Vert down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Their focus is more on the wearable side of technology, but they also have some truly genius, innovative performance developers and also engineers on their team. So we're quickly building a powerhouse, when we create this unified platform. And, currently we're reaching out into different industries. We've got a really solid proof of concept, for some sports-specific testing. But we're really excited about what the future holds. And I think you'll be seeing some new products on the horizon coming out soon from both these guys.
So now you actually manage each player, you can do player by player statistics. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Definitely. Yeah. And the nice part is, so we can, the information is private to the player, but they have all rights to share that information. They can connect to coaches within the platform. They can communicate back and forth privately. Coaches can actually come in and assess athlete videos within the system and give suggestions on how to improve, based on those videos. The athlete profile, it's pretty robust where the athlete can upload their own content, track their own information over time, and then they can participate in events, or say they purchase a wearable, they could use that to track their data as well.
Hey Josh, so what you're saying is a wearable, they can use the on person and the people as well, the one that's contributing the main platform of it. How does that work? Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty definitely interesting. So the way the wearable works is it's from a company called Vert, like I mentioned. And, they started out really looking at, vertical jump testing. That was kind of their bread and butter. But they found that a lot of these volleyball programs wanted to check out the jump count of their athletes. And, because they were seeing over jump injuries were pretty dramatic in that sport. And so by using that, they were able to actually track, the amount of jumps per practice and limit those jumps. And I believe their statistic was around 75% decrease in injuries for the programs who use their device.
Wow.
Which was pretty phenomenal. And so they went on and developed a new product called G-Vert, which takes that to a totally different dimension where it actually measures stress on the body. So stress from impact, and that can actually help you become a more fluid player or reduce again, it's injury reduction, all that sort of stuff, but also make you be less wasteful with your movements, to maintain that energy over time. And speaking of energy, they can also track energy. They can track G-force on the body, different variances of elevation and movement. So I think altogether, they also do symmetry. So if you have two wearables on, say, your left hand, right hand, they can track that as well. Yeah, it's pretty slick. So as you can kind of see, the sky's the limit as far as creating your own program or tailoring, taking these tools and tailoring it to your own methodology as a coach.
Right, right. And because there's different methods to people's madness when it comes to youth through different levels all the way up to the pros and, you know, everything in between, obviously.
Exactly. And then what we do with our platform is we allow coaches to manage their own education and to scale that. You know, and if they choose to certify people within their own style, they can do that as well.
Ooh, that
is Yeah, it's pretty slick. And then on the back end of that, you can also data mine the data sets that you create. You know, so you can provide reports to recruiters based on your own methodology of coaching. You can provide it to parents or athletes, however you really choose to from that point.
It's a pretty rad device.
Yeah, it really is. So tell me, what might be the cost of this device?
Yeah, so that's kind of the nice part is that wearable is super affordable. You know, so I think they sell that for around $149, which is pretty slick. And then we're working out like a subscription model that would allow people to have access to their data, like really take a deep dive. Probably just like $5 or $6 a month, something like that.
That's exactly like the top of my head was like thinking like $4.99 or
we're taking coaching to a whole other level here.
That's a goal. Yeah.
You know, we're still going to continue this segment right now with you, Joshua, but I wanted to chime in and let you know that we're going to get you on again in the future to specifically the same day and even probably the same segment or one after another to mesh with Ryan and Hugh.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, man, that'd be phenomenal. We've got some really cool things going on, like with the Colorado Mammoths, with their strength coach, Joel Raithier. You know, he's been using the system for quite some time. He's more on the timing side, setting up custom drills with the Swift timers. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to get into that because I see a phenomenal application in lacrosse, you know, specifically because it's really hard to measure a lacrosse athlete, you know, when you look at talent, because a lot of it's more skill-based. And I noticed, you know, you can have a fairly slow athlete, but who could be technically gifted, and he could excel because his mental game is so sharp, and he knows the game. So a lot of those things we can, you know, track virtually with our partners and with some of this technology. So I'm all for it to be on there, and you guys just please keep me in touch.
Yeah, well, yeah, Ryan Hugues he works with Ed Gogo Lovelace, and they were part of he was also with the car. You know, you obviously remember who Carl Lewis is, Olympic
for sure.
Superstar. Yeah. So he's with, he's connected with them, with all them. They run us to teach people how to be faster. And they help people. Like obviously everyone knows who Kobe Bryant is. They helped, Dallas Cowboys stars, football players, everybody, and even youth people too. So, a lot of professional baseball players. And
fantastic. Yeah, I definitely look forward to being on.
Get in touch with them.
Yeah, that's great, man.
So Joshua. So you're. I really like the idea. Like, there's a one shot deal. Which is buying it, and then a subscription as well. Now, are somebody, if they get that one thing deal, and then they want a subscription, do they get that? That, like, say, for example, that $4.99 or that $4 a month thing, and then people who don't get that, they have to pay like maybe $1 more per month, or how is that going to work? Are you guys still doing the logistics on that?
Yeah, so that's kind of it. Sort of will turn this whole thing on its head, but that can actually be defined by the user. So what we really found out was, like, we made this like killer software that could do all this stuff. And people really liked it, but the biggest value it had was actually giving it to people to manage for their own business as like a business development tool, and then also as a way for them to generate money, to generate revenue themselves. And that's kind of what we've done, is we've said, all right, we built the software, now it's yours. You know, kind of like Microsoft or something,
right,
where you have Excel, you have all these programs. Not everyone wants to use all the tools. Some may just want to use a couple functions. Other may want the whole thing. But with us, you can take our software and then label it as your own, so it looks like your own website. You can set up your own athletes. You can manage your own athletes. You can put in your own products in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually prescribe your own products. Pretty much the whole deal. So that was kind of our vision, was to allow people to run their organization off of this system and also scale their organization if that's their goal. You know, so inside and out, they have full control of the platform.
And no matter, I'm guessing, no matter what subscription they use or what platform they use of your Techmetric, but do they, is there always, like, say they put up their own website or not, or whatever it is there always some sort of link in there? Like, because some people say, oh, this is really cool, but is there always going to be some kind of embedded link that goes along with it automatically to goes right back to your guys' main website?
There can be or there can't be. I mean, that's up to our partner. But for them, we set up their own unique URL, so it's their own site. And then we actually teach them how to use it. You know, that could take a couple weeks or a month. We really work with their schedule.
Right.
And what we provide is like a wholesale price for them per user. And that price per user just scales down the more people they get inside their community. So it's pretty neat. So like the more folks they get in there, the more they can earn. And then we let them set their price for access into that, you know, that world. And we're finding that this could be a really powerful tool for athletes, professional athletes, that want to take advantage of their brand. So maybe they want to sell training, they want to sell their own videos, they want to run their own camps and leagues or tournaments. And now they have a place to do all of those things and have their own subscribers. They can communicate to their subscribers too, privately within the system. So, you know, we've kind of taken five different functions and put it all into one platform. And we wrote it ourselves. We coded it ourselves with our team. So, it's pretty exciting stuff here.
Super cool, man. So, what about youth? Like for example, like youth at different levels, different styles. Meaning, like for myself,
yep.
I'm a coach for a youth lacrosse team, and I also do a lot of backyards, just regular backyard fun stuff with my son playing lacrosse or cash football, whatever.
I've seen your videos,
Oh, you see my videos?
Oh, he puts the videos down. Trust me, I've seen all of them.
Right. Now, Joshua, can those work, or would that like make the fun like even more realistic? Like, hey, you guys, this is like a different level for even backyard stuff without being too like in your head kind of thing. Just like, hey, this is fun for both things. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the cool part is you can prescribe that content you create. So say it's like a video content.
Okay.
It could also be a physical product, but if it's a video product, you can prescribe it to a specific age group, a specific gender if you want to, even like a position. You can also prescribe it to a drill. You know, so if you imagine when someone fills out the profile, they might say, like, here's my birthday, here's the sport I like to do in my position. Now you have something that you can push content to automatically. Or you can do it, you know, manually. But it tends to be pretty easy just to do it automatically. So that's kind of what we set up, is sort of people call it artificial intelligence, but it's really just prescriptive content, prescriptive information. And because, again, like, I think education is the key to development and communication and mentorship. And so we've kind of set up the bounds for people to put in their own methodology on what they found that works for their community, their athletes, even their parents. You know, like we were working with a guy that does a lot of stuff for flag football.
Mm-hmm.
And he was more interested in giving like tackling tips to the kids and, you know, protocols for if you get a concussion, like what do you do, you know? So he could send a video or he could send a PDF to all the parents. He could select just one athlete. He could select the whole group, like a specific team.
There's
so,
no limit.
You know, yeah, there really is no limit. Like we made it so people can define their experience. But we also, I know it sounds like a lot of stuff, but we walk you through it and we set it up with you if you're a group or a company who wants this software.
So
then
so
all you got to do is just, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to one thing I was thinking is some people said, man, that's a lot of branches you could do. So it looked like you were going to segue into that anyways. Like how does one get in their head? Like it's actually easy to use and still super beneficial for anyone and everyone to use at different levels. But even like just the simple products is goes a long way, but it's still simple to use.
Right. Yeah. So what we always do is we start with a vision. And so I go to a group, I say, hey, you know, what's your vision? How can we support you? And what we usually find is that most people are using like six different things to run their business.
Mm.
They might use one tool for registration, one tool for marketing, one tool for, you know, emails or whatever.
Mm.
Another tool like for tracking their clients or selling training packages, whatever that is. And then, you know, based on what they do and then where they want to take their business, then we say, okay, well, from what we've heard, here's the scope on how we can help you right now and help you succeed and get your goals.
Just
and then
so
we do a real simple like walkthrough of the platform. But the focus is on the first aspect,
mm-hmm.
you know, of like, what are you really trying to do right now? And then we can start to look at all those other different features, you know, and then it starts to really make sense on how it helps somebody. You know, like a lot of the guys I've run into, guys and girls, in the coaching realm, you know, who do evaluations, they look at standards, like, can I set up my own standard? Based on my own methods that I like to do.
Yeah.
Say, sure, well, here's how you build that in the system. And then here's how you create a template from it. And then here's how you manage those events, you know? So.
Wow.
So when did you first roll out this program?
Let's see. I think it's been evolving, but we did start about a year and a half ago. And, our focus back then was trying to manage events ourselves because we saw there was a huge avenue for that. But as we got into that, we figured that people really wanted this system for themselves. And we moved more into like a service model. And we kind of did that relatively quickly. And then from that service model, we kind of, and this was just this year, the last 6 months, you know, we took another turn to just allow people to white label the system for themselves. And that's gotten a lot of interest. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Joshua, so this is Jojo here. So I'm thinking, man, this is like, some people might be like a little bit overwhelmed, like meaning like in a good way though, like this is too awesome. But how do I get a hold of it? Just like, for example, okay, like me, for example, right now I'm picturing my youth lacrosse team, okay, and like say we got day one practice, and then I'm going through my first aspects of the youth team and trying to figure out where I'm going to put them and so on and so forth, even though they all play a little bit of everything, but what's their strong points? And then like say day one practice to the very last day of practice, like, you know, three months later or whatever, I could like I could see the adjustments and levels they go on from each practice and each game, so on and so forth.
Yep, exactly. And you know, you could put in your own coaching notes.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
wow. So you could test, like, let's say standard timing stuff or wearable stuff that gives you objective numbers, but you can also put in subjective things. Like, you could have communication as a way to assess them. Like, how do they communicate? You know, let me score them on that. Do they have, how's their vision? You know, like, what's that? And you know, like, what your standard is for seeing that in the athlete. And, but you're also giving the parents some pretty valuable information. And then, you know, you may have some suggestions off of that. Like, hey, you know, your son or daughter is not so great at communicating. Here's a video link or something on how to be a better communicator. Or, you know, like little Donnie, his leadership skills aren't so great. Here's a way to improve that, you know.
What
so,
a,
again, like you, yeah.
JP
yeah, we're just delivering. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so can we cross this program with, like, football and just not lacrosse or baseball or basketball?
Anything.
Everything, yeah, exactly. Like, as an example, I'm setting up a basketball program in Chicago, and it's with the NBA Junior Flagship Association, team. So they have around, like, I think 2,500 athletes per year in their program. And, you know, I can go to them and say, okay, it costs your athletes, I think it's like $980 a year that they pay to register. And then I say, okay, well, you can roll in this cost into that registration, you know. So say we charge $1 a month, just as an example. Well, they could pass that to their athletes for $2 a month if they want to and actually earn off of that. But why I bring them up is that they're interested in an NBA-style combine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the timing equipment from Swift because the NBA uses, you know, that's really the only place where they run that standard pro-style combine. It's at the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. And you have to be invited to go do that. They also have a combine out in Europe, a pro-scouting combine. They do the same program. But if you look down the youth levels, like the AAU organization, high school basketball, this NBA junior, you know, even around like 6th to 8th grade, where a lot of the kids get identified for talent, you know, for like USA basketball or other programs, there really isn't a standard way to assess them and then to track them over time, you know, or give them suggestions or to compare them to each other, you know, to give them that valuable information. So that's kind of one thing we're setting up for them. They want to run that style combine so we can provide the software and the hardware for them to do that.
So, so Joshua, I want to go back to like the more, the general part of it. Like say,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to use myself as, because we already did. I'm with my youth team and I have, so how does this work? Like I have a camera set up. And then maybe I have to have somebody move the camera around to follow where I'm at and what part of the segment I'm on with the kids and everything like that, so they could get different parts feeds like that, and then they could get video and audio with it. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, it, you know, again, it's kind of like it's whatever you'd like to do. So I'd say, okay, you know, what do you like? How do you like to teach? How do you want to assess your athletes? You know, or do you have training programs that you want to provide already? That sort of thing. And we walk through kind of a list, and then we would identify, you know, your best ways of coaching. Because some folks like to learn, you know, video. Some like to learn audio. Some are like to read, you know, their content. So it really all depends. So we kind of assess that, and then I'd give you probably the simplest method on how to do that. But like, it's so simple in our system. You could just take your cell phone, hit record, and video goes right in to the platform.
Wow.
Like I could choose an athlete and say, oh man, I forgot to tell that. I was going to say kid, but I forgot to tell that player. He forgot to, you know, say it's basketball. He's coming late off that screen or he needs to jump. That screen, you know, and play off the ball a little bit better. So let me just show him something real quick. I find his profile, I hit add media, and I just take a quick video, and then it's there for him. I mean, it's we've made it so easy to share and to send stuff inside the system.
So, Joshua, give me your sports background. You know, growing up in sports, you obviously brought some sports media here. Just give us your background on what you've, you know, gained to do this program.
Yeah, I think my background's a little diverse. You know, I started out in audio engineering and record production.
Hey!
So I went up to a school. Yeah. So, yeah. So a lot of it came from understanding how signal works and how the flow of sound and information moves within a system, and how do you channel that, say, you know, from taking it to the tracks and into the buses, into the monitors, that sort of thing, and creating a mix down. And I took that understanding and I've pushed that into product development. So I've got a patent. It was actually just accepted by the U.S. Patent Trade Office, which is kind of neat. But, you know, I developed a tool for training for lacrosse. I call it the Lacrosse Fit Trainer. But the basis around that tool was knowing that you needed education to teach people how to use the tool. And then you needed a way to not just teach athletes, but teach coaches how to be more effective and how they could provide much more value, you know, from a leadership position with that tool. So that kind of got into training and certifications. I did some good work with a group called Synergy. They're located in Japan, in Tokyo. So I spent around 5 months with them doing video production and also developing training programs. And they introduced me to TRX in San Francisco. I did some fun work with them for a little bit. And I worked with a company called Body Bar, which they're located out of Boulder, doing research and development for them on a new product, which is called the Yaiba. It's kind of like a, looks like a short sword you would use, but it's a weighted tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I found some pretty good applications for that for them, for that company.
How do you spell
and,
that?
Yeah, you know, I've got into sports. I worked with another company around town for about a couple years, you know, helping them basically standardize some of their programs, because, you know, they would go out and they were into timing systems. They'd share these systems with people. People would get them out of the box, but then they wouldn't know what to do with it. And I was always amazed that, you know, with a little bit of support to the customers, it would open up so many other revenue streams for them. And that's where I kind of went off on my own and focused more on education and support for this industry.
This is so cool. So if somebody wants to go in there from, obviously, I'm thinking from as long as they have connections to internet or whatever, they're in.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we can provide you tools. Like, we have a Wi-Fi router that we put inside of equipment packages for people. So if you're kind of out in nowhere, you can have this router and, you know, always hook up, get online. We can customize packages for you if you need iPads, if you need cameras, if you want the wearables, the timing system, whatever that is. You know, we can help you help your company succeed.
This is like a mind-blowing stuff, man. This is really, like, this is beyond super cool, John.
Oh, from a coaching standpoint, it's great.
And well, even also the players themselves, I could see them getting, like, understand, like, what is this? And then I could see them later on be like, whoa, this stuff is, like, what?
Yeah.
What? Like, professional players. Them even being like, whoa.
Yeah,
well,
it's kind of neat, the impact. Yeah, people love the gear, that's for sure, because – That was one thing that I wanted to focus on, was make sure we had really high-level hardware and technology. Just because, you know, I've seen a lot of these events with equipment that breaks a lot on people, that's unreliable. And you always, if you want to give a service, you want to give out your best. to everybody at every level.
JP, you had something?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is like a great tool for the kids that are going to be here in Denver for the World Series of Youth Lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. I mean, those kids on the program and the coaches could use this, you know, indefinitely.
Yeah, yeah, even off practice.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. For sure, and that's kind of the key. I mean, imagine going to this event, having a form of evaluation. You know, you'd have all the coaches from colleges that come in could log into the system. They could create their own profiles. Athletes could communicate with those coaches. You know, that could be a source of revenue for the World Series if they wanted that to be. The World Series could provide ongoing content after the event. Because, again, that's one of the things is once athletes go to these events, they usually leave with like a handout or a card, and that's it. Then they don't have much communication.
Right.
So this is a way to create ongoing value and communication.
This is their new business.
With that. Exactly. It's a new kind of business model is what we're presenting. But it's all based on customization, you know, of the group.
Man, so Joshua, I don't know what your schedule is, but when JP and I go down to the World Series this year, which is coming up this coming week,
two weeks.
Yeah, no, next weekend, right?
Next weekend is the 30th, so
July 1st. Sorry.
Yeah,
Joshua's got to come if his schedule permits him to. He's
yeah, come. Let me know. I know I got to go down to Atlanta for a week.
Hotlanta.
Yeah, Hotlanta. But I'll be in touch, and I can. We should definitely talk. I could give you guys any information that you need. And, I mean, I'd love to talk more about this because, you know, we haven't fully gotten into lacrosse yet, but there's so many ways to get into this. Like, I was thinking about Greg at the Face Off Academy.
Uh-huh.
And like how something like this could really benefit his coaching, you know, and his programs, his workouts, everything. Uh-huh. And he could really expand his brand that way by creating this online subscription portal for these guys. You know, I think a wearable would be pretty cool, branded, you know, Face Off Academy, FOA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's an example, yeah.
How does one become an affiliate? Because man, is that such a thing, or you just do your own thing, or can there be an affiliate?
Yeah, definitely. Like it's all flexible. So, like we could, depending on the partner, we could structure it like a joint venture. You know, where we both basically put in, we add value, and we create value together for an industry. You know, we could also look at, like, so a simple affiliate program is where someone is basically a relationship facilitator or a relationship manager. You know, we have roles like that we have set up for our company. So there's a ton of ways to slice it, you know. It could be a partnership. Could be just like a service, like we come out and provide a service for someone. So again, just leaving it really wide open, it kind of is. It's, you know, what is the need of the group, and then how can we help?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Even if it's like a seasonal thing, even off season, there's with your system, there's like not a there could be not an off season. Like
right,
it's real,
right.
Real off. This, even the off season is very busy, and so much content that you got going on.
Well, there's
with
no
off
season anymore in sports. I mean, everyone's playing a sport,
yeah.
No matter
right.
what sport it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And it allows the organization to actually capture that energy and community, and then give reliable resources that are exclusive to that platform, you know, where people can't get it anywhere else.
this is too cool. So what's the main spoon to get a hold?
Yeah, I think right now you can just email info@tetrametrics.com. And that's the easiest way to go. Or Jay Marable, that's MARABLE, at tetrametrics.com. You know, you just drop me a line. I'm available anytime.
Is your everyone that's spelled TETRAMETRIX, tetrametrics.com.
Correct.
Did
yeah,
Joshua,
thank you.
Yes, if they go on that, then they could. There's also an easy link to find your like the info or your name under that .com.
Not under the website, but there's the info at Tetrametrics is on there. So and that'll come. It'll get sent to me through our group.
But
so
a little bit easier would be just like and give yours again, your specific one besides the info.
Yeah.
At Tetrametrics.
Yeah, it's just yeah, that's the general one, info@tetrametrics.com. And then people can feel free to email me at jmarable, MARABLE, at tetrametrics.com.
I'm going to post that. JP, I'm going to post that on
cool.
our site.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Yeah, we are.
We'll Thanks, guys. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
So, okay, so going back to like backyard fun stuff. That easily applicable to that too, like to just to even like your own little website that you got going on, to just to judge
yeah.
yourself, and you can make it public or private or just to specific coaches and our parents and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think
wow.
that's like the benefit is, you know, we're talking about like big organizations, you know, World Series of Lacrosse or this NBA Junior group. But, you know, we have people that have, like, 6 athletes that use the system for themselves as just a way to manage a team. You know, this
Josh.
Guy used it for – yep.
I'll get to you after you – I want to hear what you're going to say.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, yeah. This guy, just a quick example, he used it for 7-on-7 football for his team. I think he had around 18 athletes in that program. And it was a way for him to create, you know, subjective scoring and also use standard timing and have it all within one system, you know, for the parents to view. And he took a lot of game film and posted those to the athlete profiles as well so they could really see their development over time through the whole season.
Wow. So what about like a different style of sport? I know we talked about lacrosse and ball and football.
Mm-hmm.
What about a different kind of sport like that's not like running across a field and everything or a big court, like say for example
yeah.
The UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, or even like an athlete goes into their own dojo and like goes into like a like their
mm-hmm.
their BJJ, like the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class, or their boxing class or kickboxing classes, where they're moving around and moving around fast, but they're still staying in that stationary area, like maybe like a, for example, at a 50 by 50 square foot spot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good question. You know, I've been working with this guy down in Highlands Ranch. We're working specifically on wrestling, you know, so creating a standard program on how to measure a wrestler. And just like you said, you know, they're basically just within a defined circle or space. But some of those movements are super important, like how quick is your reaction time? You know, like how quick is your sprawl? And
mm-hmm.
then how fast can you do that shot drill? And
mm-hmm.
that all happens within a short space, within 3 yards or 1 yard at times. And so, like, we can set up drills like that and standards and ways to track that information, and then to track the growth from those specific drills. And I think there's a huge avenue for wrestling, you know, as far as using that wearable and connecting with a company, putting it inside of their athletic clothing, you know, so like you could just slip it within the shorts, basically, and then track like the whole session. Like, here's my data from my whole training session, you know. Here's me the first round, second round, you know, how's my stamina holding up? How much more force am I putting out? How much how less force am I putting out with my movements? You know, like where is the stress located on my body? What's the G-force of my kick, of my punch, you know, throughout my training? You know, things that are actually tangible we can track for the athlete within combat sports. And I think that that's just like a huge avenue, you know, that's really underlooked. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to go into wrestling, you should go to Pennsylvania and District 11. They are the powerhouse for decades of wrestling in PA, and everyone measures their standards on what they do there. I mean, there's so many
Okay. Champions
that come out of there. It's ridiculous. I'm from Pennsylvania myself, so, you know.
That's JP.
Yeah. JP is born and raised in PA, 20 years in Denver, so I think I can call myself a native now, I think.
halfway.
I'm almost there. But, you know, District 11 and wrestling is notorious in Pennsylvania for the top wrestlers in all of the states out through this country.
Nice. Yeah,
Joshua,
that would be phenomenal. Yeah, go ahead.
Up on what you just said. So I could see it like that going to like the tops and then them even engaging themselves and even working out some new stuff that they're like, wow. That was right in front of me. I never noticed that. Or even going to different levels and say, telling them, time to raise your bar.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the key of, like, setting up those standards, you know, so these people have something to compare to. And then, like we were talking about earlier, whoever's administering those standard protocols, they have education, so they know how to do it accurately, how to set it up right, and so they're being fair, and it's done with integrity across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
now,
getting
now,
that, like, yeah?
Go ahead, Joshua.
Oh, no, I was just to say, too, like, getting that really high-level data is the key as well.
Yeah.
So you have, like, comparative analysis and a way to help people benchmark themselves to success. Or to wherever they'd like to go.
This is so awesome. So like coaches, like I know we talked about it already, but coaches at all different levels, no matter how where they are as far as their league, whatever league they're in, whether they're mediocre, always the tops. Like for example, even I can see even John Wooden. Arguably the greatest coach of all times, being like, wow, I'd never even noticed that part before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always think about, coaches have their secret sauce, basically. Sometimes they want to share it, sometimes they don't. Well, with this system, they have the ability to do either or, to like set up their own private network where nothing comes in, nothing goes out, or they can actually provide their knowledge base to everyone else who has a system themselves. You know, so like say Alabama has a way they like to recruit athletes, they have their own drills they run, their own process.
Okay.
Well, if
mm-hmm.
they want schools within that whole region to run the same thing, they can open it up like that.
Mm.
And then other people can have access to that template, uh-huh. that program, you know, and then they'll run it too. Then all that data could be analyzed and compared. And that makes it so much easier to recruit that way, you know, knowing that there's consistency.
Man. So we got less than 10 minutes left. About 5 minutes.
Cool.
Around a little late.
Okay.
Yeah. We got about 5 minutes. Joshua.
Yep.
This is crazy. So can this like say you're at a high altitude level, and then like say you talked about Alabama, okay? We'll continue with Alabama right there. Okay, they're a powerhouse in sports.
You think?
Well, let's just say they do their tetrametrics.com site going on, and then they come up to a high level. Like high level, not high level, high, like the Mile High City, where the oxygen, some people don't believe it. Then they test it there, the same thing, and they can see if it actually works with your system.
Yeah. I mean, they could definitely see discrepancies within the athlete's performance for sure.
England and New Zealand in the post game press or post match press conference both said the about the 20-minute mark of the second half, they felt the altitude.
So see, and you know, oddly, like you got like the, that rugby. You got. Okay, we got people still, Joshua. Like we had. I remember back in the day when, like for example, when one of my favorite players, basketball players of all time, one of them is Hakeem Olajuwon, the Dream. He came over here to Denver, and when he would be in Denver, he would have to throughout different parts of the. Not only him, but I'm saying him because he's an elite athlete. Even him himself, he had to put on the oxygen mask and so on when he was in Denver. This could just go. But now, what I'm saying this for is because there's still some people say, "Ah, that's not true. That's not true. That can't be true. If you train at sea level, you're just going to be just exactly. There's not going to be any difference if you go to a place that's a mile high or even 5 miles high."
Well, you know, JoJo, funny thing. If you go down to the Air Force Academy, when you walk through their tunnel into the stadium, it says you are now at 6,102 feet or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's the elevation.
That's the elevation. and then it's a fact, right? Just well, some people will bake to differ with it. So what I'm saying is the tetrametrics.com site will, if they people get into this, and when they do get into this, they're going to see, and then they finally use that the Tetrametrics platform to use that part just in specifically for that. People are going to be like, wow, that's going to bring a whole new level. Like one of my main points, Joshua, is there is no limit for what you guys created.
Yeah, exactly. And just like what you're saying is, if they were to mark down, okay, this data was gathered at this location or this elevation, this data was gathered at this place, you can easily cross compare those two data points and then come up with that conclusion, like you're saying. But another key there is, like, not only do you get the conclusion, but you can get steps on how to improve what you just saw, what you learned. I think that's really the key right there. Is like data is great, it's meaningful, but it's meaningless without direct action,
beautifully said.
Yeah,
say that again. That was good. Say that again. You listen to this.
Wow,
quote.
No, I just made that up.
That's the quote of quotes, man. I'm gonna quote that out, and I'm gonna put you that you're the one that quotes that. Of course, on the Cup of JoJo Wardrummer Way show. But say it again, man. That was the quote of quotes. Say it again, Joshua.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I really said, but the idea is that the idea is like
data. You were saying
data is meaningless. Data is meaningless without direct action, and that's kind of the key there. So, data is great to gather it, to look at it, but if you're not doing anything with it, then it really means nothing.
Direct fact right there.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't know it.
Yeah, and then the key is, okay, well, how do I simplify it? I got all these numbers to look at. I just want simple, meaningful actions to improve from this information. And that's what we do. We help you step it down to something that's meaningful to you, and meaningful to your athletes. And it makes sense around how you teach and, how you want to run your business, basically.
Man, very cool. Very cool. Joshua, I got to get you coming on next season again. I got to get
cool.
if it's possible to get you on with the youth kids, and then that way all the parents, because I have a lot of the kids that are on my team. A lot of them come from the different sports, like from hockey and football and basketball and stuff. And I want the parents to see this in action.
Yeah, we should. Let's definitely talk and touch base. I'll be around this summer. We've got a ton of gear and. We could come out and actually set up a really cool event, like more reaction-specific, position-specific drills that nobody's ever seen. And we can create these together. Like you can say, hey, I want somebody to run around, from X come out, do a roll dodge, and shoot. You know, I want to gather all these different points so we could go ahead and develop that and then run your kids through it.
Joshua, I'm going to send you the link to listen to the show, to the podcast show with when I had Ryland on, Ryland Hugh.
Sounds good. Okay.
And I'm going to send him this link so he could listen to this. And I'm telling you, man, you guys 100% have to hook up. Have to.
Cool, man.
Be right?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm all for it. Cool. Yeah. Right on. Well, thank you guys for having me on. Let me talk about this stuff. I appreciate it.
You got to give a shout out to whomever, and especially your social media sites.
Yeah, sure. So, shout out to our partners down in Florida, Vert, and our partners, Swift. Also give a quick shout out to MVP Finance. That's a financial literacy course for student athletes, because education is key. Education is power. Also give a quick shout out to, shout out to you guys pretty much for having me on and for letting us just kind of dive deeper into this software. I know it's a ton of stuff at first when you hear about it, but really just understand that it's about supporting communities, giving people a new source of revenue, and a new way to have an impact on their community. So I just really appreciate that, you guys. And we're at Tetrametrics on Twitter, and then Tetrametrics on Facebook.
You guys got to get on Instagram, too.
I know, for sure.
Jojo, you're all about social media. I mean, it's ridiculous sometimes. I mean, this guy's tweeting me. He's Instagramming me at the rugby game. I'm like, where does this guy come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
I'm always working, Joshua. I'm always working.
It's like 4 a.m. and I get an Instagram going, oh, that was a great try in rugby at Infinity Park. I was like, what are you doing, dude?
Well, you know, when it's 4 a.m. here, it's time other parts of the
world. Well, of course it is. That's why I post my show on the flagship show on Saturdays at 6 a.m. because it's 8 a.m. on the East Coast.
Hey, Joshua. So, yeah, we got to get touch and stuff like that. And I can't wait to get you back on the same day as Ryland Hugh and Ed Lovelace, former Olympic athlete. I can't wait for that. I think we're going to do that really soon.
Yeah, man. Sweet. I look forward to it. Definitely.
Man. Cool. Thank you so much, Joshua. And anything, JP?
No, man. I mean, hit it right on the head, man. This is a great program.
Cool. Yeah, well, thanks for giving me the time. And it's great to speak with you both. Have fun at the tournament. I'm sure it's going to be pretty cool out there. Great. A lot of talent out there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. We're going to get you on and keep in touch real soon here for sure. Like, yeah.
Okay. Definitely will. You guys have me.
And I can't wait for you to get Instagram before the day's over.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll see. That may take some time, but we'll see.
Tetrametrics. The
handle, Jojo, you're terrible.
The handle could be Tetrametrics. Very cool. Can't wait to use your product.
All right, guys. Yeah,
all right,
thank you. I look forward to it. You guys, take it easy, guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks for being on the show.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey, JP, he has something that is like way past super huge.
Oh, it is. I mean, come on, this takes coaching to a next level or player development to a next level.
It takes all of, and all any sport, and not just sports.
Right.
Man.
I love it. I mean, it's a great product. You know, I really want to see it in action.
I'm glad he patented it. Everyone, if you try to jump on it, he patented it. So step off, just join join on him. Join with him, man.
And JoJo says step off.
Hey, check this out, though, for reals. You know what, JP? I'm glad he patented it. And this is super – he doesn't have to make it this as cheap as he's doing.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. I have to tell you.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, I've seen programs like this go for like $3,000.
Yeah, and not a quarter of what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's
not even close.
For him to do it, and he's thinking at the most $6 a month at the most.
I mean, this is groundbreaking material.
Crazy. Should we cue the music, or what do you think?
I don't know. You want to talk some sports? What do you got? You got some soccer on your mind? I mean, what's going on here?
Let's see. Well, I heard Mexico's doing good.
Okay. I mean, do you hear anything else? I mean, I haven't watched sports this morning, so you know, I'm a little bit behind. I know the Phillies won last night, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing for you. You know what? I want to talk a little bit about baseball. Just real quick.
Yeah, you know what? We got some time.
We're
in bonus coverage.
We got
of a cup of joe.
5 minutes?
Yeah, we got 5 minutes in bonus coverage.
Bonus coverage, everybody. Okay, so we got bonus coverage with a cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways presented by thesportsoffensive.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. We check out all the links on iHeartRadio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Stitcher on thesportsoffensive.com. There's links there to all of our podcasts. And also, if you have an iPhone, just go to iTunes or just click the podcast app and search for a cup of JoJo War Drummer
Ways. Or you could just go right to our home webpage and just click play on the episode you want to watch. Or you want to hear, not watch.
Well, pretty soon.
One day we're going to get to watch some episodes.
Now, everyone, you know that JoJo does a quick little vlog snippets of the vlogging style of
JoJo's over the internet.
Yeah. But pretty soon, everyone, we're going to be doing some video footage of it too. We're just waiting for the right equipment. As soon as we get the right equipment on for a video, we will be doing and all of us we will be doing a video.
So that means I have to wear a shirt and tie, JoJo?
No. Like what you're wearing right now is fine.
Serious?
Yeah. You can, anytime. You know, maybe one day crazy spiffy, one day laid back.
Can I wear my Grateful Dead tie dye?
You can wear your Grateful Dead tie dye. Yeah, anything. You can wear your sandals, kick up, less like that. A little bit different styles all the time because that's what the Sports Offensive does right?
That's what we do right. I mean,
just don't see it, though. They got to see it, too, is what I'm saying.
That's true. I mean, the Sports Offensive, the flagship show on Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Mountain time.
And the Alien Offensive.
And the Alien Offensive. That is always put up during the week. But the Sports Offensive alone... our flagship show, we are not PG-13 like we are here on A Cup of JoJo.
Right.
We will tell you how it is and what we think about it in our own sentences. And, I clean it up for JoJo.
Yeah. And that reminds me, everyone knows my show's, pretty much PG, but more, it's like, almost 50% of the time, it's like PG-13, which is still cool because even our PG-13 version is still not deep PG-13.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, you never know what you might hear on the Sports Offensive on Saturdays. So just a fair warning
for
people. Fair warning. Mm-hmm. But we're going to tell you how sports is meant to be told. And that's the biggest thing that I created the show for, and Mark and I created the show for, and we brought Nate Dogg in, and we love doing what we do. We love talking sports, and I love it, man. Yeah. I love Saturday mornings.
And believe it or not, everybody, JoJo every once in a while is going to go on the Sports Offensive.
Yeah, you're going to get me on.
I might be past PG-13.
Yeah, you're going to have to be. I want your honest opinion on stuff. When I asked about the MLL, I want your honest opinion, and you have to clean it up.
Everyone, so this is crazy, man. So we still have
bonus
2.5 minutes. Bonus coverage. You talked about Philadelphia Phillies just now.
Yes.
I really truly believe, JP, okay? I'm gonna do PG-13, but a nice way. Baseball, Major League Baseball, has too many games throughout the regular season.
Well, good Lord. I mean, it's 108, it's 162, 184.
It's
too many games. It's way
it
too
is.
Many games.
So
the arbitration and the attrition on the players is just too big. I mean, they needed to cut it down to 100. And back in the days when in 1920s, I think it was 125 games, 126 games. I mean, that's where they should be at.
Yeah.
Because it'd be April to October.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just too long.
Yeah, the length is too long.
The travel's too much, too.
Travel's too much. And the because you know why? You know this hurts? Because I noticed like the Major League Baseball doesn't have nearly as many people as there was.
Oh, God, no. Not even close.
Why even say that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Now, because you know why? One of the big reasons is because people are going to say, like, I'll just catch the next game. And then
because you can always catch the next game.
60 games later, I'll just catch the next game. 80 games later,
I'm going to wait
until
September to watch my Phillies come out.
There you go. Now, if they shortened it to somewhere between around 120-ish, okay? 120, 125.
I was in the 120, 130 range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally
maybe 140.
I personally think they should absolutely not go over 135.
And the All-Star weekend should be a little bit longer, I think, for a break for the guys. Because, I mean, the All-Star weekend is the official halfway point of the season.
Yep.
And those guys, I mean
– yeah.
The guys that play and then the home run derby, then the All-Star game. I mean, they don't get a break.
Three games, minimum. How is it right now? What is it right now?
What?
Is it like three days before and there's no games?
Friday's the last game. Home run derby's on Monday. All-Star game on Tuesday.
Okay. There should be a minimum 3 days before, like, say, everyone's last home game, away game, whatever.
Well, think about
minimum three games and then minimum 2 games before this starts.
Well, think
up.
About their families, man. I have family. I mean, my mom, my dad, my sisters, but you have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, think about being a Major League Baseball
because
player.
You have to be on the road.
You're going to be on the
Money only counts so much. Yeah. Money counts
and
for so much.
Being in the minor leagues, I watched the guys get on the bus for 2 weeks and they're not even close to their families.
Because the minor leagues want to stay some kind of on par with the major leagues. So
yes.
theirs can even shorten up a touch.
They're shorting up a touch because the major leagues want to bring the minor leaguers up to be on the major league squad in playoff time.
I'm going to transition a little bit. A great thing about horse racing.
Okay.
Horse racing, the stadiums are packed.
Yes. We have three big horse races a year. Yeah. Plus the one out in California, which is the prelude to the Kentucky Derby.
Even equestrian riding. Even people really – one reason is because, like, if it was on, like, every weekend, then it would die down. But wave it out. See, that all we're doing is hand signals and everything, everybody. JP, if we had video, JoJo Wardrum was very strong, he's committed on getting video, and you can see a lot of video stuff going on that we do.
If anyone wants to sponsor JoJo on video, just let me know at jp@thesportsoffensive.com.
Yeah,
email me because he's pushing this very hard.
Yeah.
And
video.
Us at the Sports Offensive, we just do it raw and raw in charge.
But you know, if we did video, even on the Sports Offensive, even when you're rated R and stuff, like on the sportsoffensive.com, on the flagship show on Saturdays, we could
killer audience.
Right.
Trust me.
But you could still do it like your same style because you could put it like on YouTube, for example, live and stream live, but let everyone know ahead of time, just like how we're doing now. You could do it.
If we did it from here, I could say yes. But doing it from the TSO North Studios, which is very, 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 very small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It might not work. Because I don't think you could get Mark in one picture.
Oh, so you need right.
I don't think you get me in one picture.
Well, if we had the right camera angles, camera people, JoJo Wardrummer, we get tons of hits, too, on not just our podcast. Imagine how much more we would get on our video.
We hit an all-time record last week in listeners, too, by the way.
Good,
just FYI.
Because it's getting out there more and more and more.
Yeah, it is. It is all-time record listeners, and I love that. Thank you very much for everybody listening to all of our shows, not just a cup of JoJo, the Sports Offensive, the Alien Offensive, and just thank you so much because we hit a record number of listeners over the week, compiled over the week
fantastic.
With live listeners and on-demand listeners. I mean, we blew it out of the water, and I couldn't be happier.
Very cool. And you know, I'm also thinking, like, we're still waiting to get back. I know we've been doing, since the inaugural year, World Series Youth Lacrosse. So
yes,
we're waiting for that, and we're in crunch time. So we're waiting for that.
So but, where do we stand on that, actually, JoJo?
We're just waiting right now. Because right now, they actually sent me a message saying they can't wait to see me and everything. But
I know you are entrenched in that. And but, I want to go with you to that so I can broadcast at least 2 hours.
Yeah, or like we said before, like we're still waiting for, like, maybe even cover one field on that.
I mean, not even if we don't even
the
cover
interviews.
A field, just get some interviews from some kids.
And some,
you know, that's
some,
what I want to do.
Some regular sideline reporting on
last
it.
Last year we were doing interviews with the teams and, you know, the kids. This
we'll
year we're not
out.
Doing that. I'd love
maybe
to just like pull everyone off to the side, get some interview with the kids and JoJo, you know, get JoJo on video beating the drum and, you know,
with
that
kids,
that's
yeah.
really what I want to do. So, you know, I love the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse, sponsored by Coca-Cola and the Nissan Club.
Yeah, all that good stuff, man. Everyone, we have about 30 seconds left. Thank you for everyone. The sportsoffensive.com, a couple of JoJo War Drummers, like we keep saying, and everything, so on and so forth. Follow us on the social media sites. Just find us. Just follow the links, and you'll find us. But on Thursday, we got a hot show. But as for now, I can't wait for video, too.
I got you, JoJo. I'll tell you what, JoJo.
Yeah.
Offensive out.
Drive.